Inflation is stealing your savings right now, and the banks are perfectly fine with it. So for the last couple of decades, Americans have been completely lied to about what saving money actually means. You've been told that if you just put money away, you're disciplined, if you're responsible, you'll be fine. Of course, it's a total lie. So if you have money sitting in a savings account right now, you're losing money every single day. Not theoretically, not maybe, you're actually losing purchasing power with every day that passes. So here are the numbers. As of April 2026, CPI data came in at 3.8% year over year. That's not an exaggeration. It's the official number, the one the government publishes. Probably lower than, you know, it's probably lower than the actual number. Anyway, that's their official number. And core inflation is at 2.8%. And your savings account, the national average is a measly 0.61% in your savings account. It's unbelievable, really. Let me do the math for you on this. If inflation is eating 3.8% of your purchasing power every year, and your bank is paying you 0.61%, you're not saving. You're bleeding. Nearly every dollar you have saved is losing over 3% of its value every single year. So on $50,000 in savings, that's $1,500 gone. Poof, vanished. And that's assuming inflation is really only 3.8%. Do you believe it? I mean, look at the price at the grocery store. So let's be real. When's the last time you went to the grocery store and thought, wow, things only cost 3.8% more? Are you crazy? Like the real inflation number, the one you feel in your wallet, is likely much higher than they're telling you. And even if you're in one of those high yield savings accounts, the best ones out there are paying maybe 4%. Maybe 5% APY if you're lucky. I mean, good luck finding a 5% APY savings account right now. Like I have one of those like Apple savings accounts because I have the, you know, the Apple card tied to my phone or whatever. That savings account, I think, is like, they just lowered the APY again like 2 weeks ago. Now it's down to like 3.2 or something like that, if you're lucky. So you can get a 5% APY. I mean, that sounds great, right? But after taxes on that interest, after real inflation, you're still losing ground, and you're just losing it slightly lower than the person at the big bank who's just getting 0.61%. You've all heard us report the dollar is losing value every day. Our national debt is out of control, and you can bet no one in Washington or Wall Street is worrying about your finances or how you'll be able to afford retirement. That's why you and only you need to become financially independent. It's the only way to break free from the system. Now, if you're wondering how, here's a method that's been proven time and time again. Real estate has created more millionaires than any other investment type in history. And it's exactly how Natalie and I broke free as well. We're able to do this because we aren't dependent on a boss, the stock market, or whatever nonsense Washington triggers. And you can do the very same thing. Now, your path will probably look different from ours, and figuring out your next steps can be tricky, especially if you're just getting started. So we built a 60-second quiz that shows you exactly where you stand as an investor and gives you simple, clear next steps for moving forward. So stop wishing that you had a portfolio full of performing assets. Take action. Start building one right now, today. You can take the quiz while you're listening to this episode, okay? All you need to do is go to redacted.inc/quiz, and the link is right there on your screen. Again, redacted.inc/quiz. So sadly, most people still don't see this trap. They look at their savings account and they see that balance going up a few dollars every month and they think, oh, okay, I'm getting ahead. They're not. You're not getting ahead. That's on a treadmill that's going faster than they are. You can't keep up with it. But Americans were sold a story and they believed it. Save your money, be patient, just sit back, let compound interest work. It's magic. Maybe that advice made sense in 1985 when savings accounts paid 8% and inflation was under control, but that world is gone and it's not coming back. One of the biggest misconceptions in personal finance is that inflation is just a temporary inconvenience. Most people think of inflation as something that affects prices. Groceries cost more, gas costs more, rent costs more. But inflation is much more dangerous than that. It's a hidden tax that you never get the chance to vote on. Nobody asks for your permission. It just slowly reduces the value of every dollar you worked hard to earn. So imagine you spent 20 years building a savings account. You sacrificed vacations, you drove older cars, you skipped going to restaurants. You followed the advice you were given from the mainstream financial experts. And then one day you wake up and discover that your money buys dramatically less than it did before. That's exactly what's happening right now. And many Americans don't even realize it. They see the same dollar amount in their account and they assume they're safe. But every year, inflation takes a bigger bite out of their purchasing power. This is one of the reasons the middle class feels stuck. They're working harder than ever. Many households have two incomes. They're taking on side hustles. They're working weekends, yet somehow they're getting nowhere. Why? Well, because they're trying to outrun inflation with earned income alone. That's an incredibly difficult game to win. Every time wages go up, prices seem to go up. So if you get a raise, it doesn't stretch as far as you'd hope. The finish line keeps moving. Meanwhile, asset owners are playing a completely different game here. When inflation rises, real estate values tend to rise. So does rental income. The wealthy aren't relying on trading their time for dollars. They own things that benefit from inflation. That's why inflation often widens the wealth gap, sadly. The reason so many people stay trapped in the cycle is because savings accounts feel safe. You log into your bank account, you see the balance, it feels secure and responsible. But just because it feels safe doesn't mean it actually is. Because while your money sits there, inflation keeps working day after day, year after year. And the loss happens slowly enough that most people never even notice it. So if your bank account just lost 10% overnight, you'd panic. But when inflation takes 3%, 4%, 5% every year, it feels less like an emergency. The damage accumulates gradually. It's like putting on weight. It's like, why am I suddenly so fat? Oh, it's because every night I'm having a bag of chips, but it didn't happen all at once. I mean, that's what happened to me. I'm just saying, ooh, I was the fattest I ever was at Christmas time. So the damage accumulates gradually until one day you realize the nest egg that you spent decades building isn't nearly enough. The government prints money to cover its spending. It dilutes the value of every dollar you already have. Then inflation goes up and the Fed raises interest rates to fight inflation, which makes your mortgage more expensive, makes your credit card debt more expensive, crushes the middle class. And through all of it, your savings account sits there earning less than 1%. So if saving cash is a losing game, and the numbers prove it is, where does your money actually need to be? Wealth is built through ownership of cash-flowing assets, not saving piles of cash. And that's the key thing that financially intelligent people understand that most Americans don't. When you own a cash-flowing rental property, inflation becomes your friend, not your enemy. Think about it. Inflation drives rents up, but your mortgage payment stays fixed. So every year, your rental income goes up while your biggest expense stays the same. That's the exact opposite of what happens in a savings account. Plus, the property is also appreciating in value. The tenant is paying down your mortgage, and the cash flow is increasing with inflation. Try getting all of that from a savings account. You can't. Or even like buying gold. You can't. So what do you actually do about this? Well, step one, stop the bleeding. If you have more than 3 to 6 months of living expenses sitting in savings account, that money is being destroyed right now, today. So you need to think about better ways to put that money to use. Not all of it. You still, you know, if you have an emergency, just keep that emergency fund there. But anything beyond that, it's just food for inflation. Step two, buy cash flowing assets. And I'm not talking about speculation. I'm not talking about buying a property and hoping it goes up in value. I'm talking about buying real estate that produces positive cash flow from day one. Rental properties in markets where the numbers make sense, where the internal rate of return is high, where the rent covers the mortgage, the taxes, the insurance, and still puts money in your pocket every month. In markets where there's good jobs, multiple jobs, not just one industry. Like that's where we invest. Because here's the thing, when you own real estate, inflation is working for you. Your debt is fixed. Your rents go up. The property value goes up. The asset produces income that adjusts with inflation. You just can't get that from a savings account. You can't get that from a CD. You can't get that from a money market fund. The most important realization is this. If you want to get ahead of this thing, you've got to take action. The government is not going to fix this for you. The banks are not going to fix this for you. Your financial advisor who tells you, save more and invest in index funds, they're not going to fix this for you either. Because the entire system is designed to keep you saving cash that loses value when the wealthy own assets and gain value. So just look at the data. Look at the wealth gap. Look at the people who own real estate, who own businesses, who own assets. They're getting wealthier during inflationary periods. The people who save cash, they're getting wiped out. That's not my opinion. That's just basic math. It's the reality of the world we live in today. And the window to act is closing, because here's what's happening right now. Inflation is stubborn. The Fed can't get it under control without crashing the economy, so they're going to let it run, which means your savings will continue to lose value. And real estate, as it does, will continue to get more expensive. The question isn't whether you can afford to start investing in real estate. The question is whether you can afford not to. Look, I know this can feel overwhelming, but if you play by the old rules, you're going to have to sit and watch your money lose value. Once you understand the system, start buying cash flowing real estate, let inflation work in your favor. That's when everything changes. The good news is you don't need to be an expert. You don't need to be wealthy. You need to understand the game and start playing it just one step at a time. So if you're ready to understand the retirement system the way the wealthy understand it, then I want you to watch this next video where I break down exactly how the 401k trap works and why your retirement account might be the biggest wealth transfer mechanism in history. You're not going to want to miss that video. So thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.